holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Let your wife be a blessing to you. Let her be holy. All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid day, and we're talking about your wife today. Let your wife be a fountain of blessings to you. Yeah, yeah. Don't share her with nobody else. Just let her be your man. I'm telling you, that is the thing. Your wife is a blessing, man. I don't know what you're thinking. If those of you know your wife's a blessing, say, she's a blessing, she's a blessing. If you know your wife's a blessing, lift your hands right now in your cubicle or wherever you are on the job site and say, yes, my wife is a blessing. Hey, man, if you don't think she's a blessing, somebody else will. And it's not me. I'm not approving divorce and all that stuff. I'm not approving remarriage and all that. That God has a certain thing He thinks about that, and I let Him think it. And He's the one that told us what to do. So let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. That man, that's good. That's Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18. Now, before we get into that, head on over to Podbean.com and download the broadcast and share. I see how I stuttered on that. Download the broadcast and share it and share it and share it. And maybe you'll find a wife because you're helping me. Because you're sharing the broadcast, maybe you'll find a better wife. Maybe your wife would be better. You know, a lot of times you want your wife to be better, but you are the problem. Amen. And it's okay if you can admit that. It's okay. You know, listen, it's not the end of the world. You still got time to work it out. You got one more day to get it right with God and work it out with your wife and make sure that she's okay. And you listen, even if you guys stayed separated, right? You guys remained separated or got a divorce or something like that. Respect her enough to make sure that you do what you're supposed to do. That's still going to make her better if you do what you're supposed to do. You know, and sometimes it's her fault, you know, whatever. But you as the man, you're looking at it and you're wanting your wife to be a certain way. You're wanting your wife to do a certain thing. And that's okay. That's wonderful. But remember, you have a part in it too. You're the lead. You are the lead. And because you're the lead, she's the blessing that you have. Hopefully, you know, and again, sometimes it just happens, but sometimes things happen. I get it. Divorce still happens. Even though God hates it, it still happens. And I get it. You just have to separate because y'all need peace, because that's what God wants you to have. Above all, He wants you to have peace. Above all things, above all that divorce, discussion, marriage, whatever, He wants you to have peace. Peace is the most important thing. And that's what God wants us to have. And so we, as the children of God, everywhere we go, we bring peace. You know, like we talked a few days ago, preachers and members and followers, disciples, new converts, we don't go places and cause a ruckus. We're not here on earth to agitate people. We're not here to aggravate people's lives. That's not why we're here. Now, sometimes they're just going to be aggravated by simply telling the good news of what God has done for us and his instructions. You know, certain people just going to get upset. I get that. But we're not here to just aggravate people. Why am I saying that? Because, sir, you're not put on earth to aggravate your woman, to aggravate your family. They're a blessing to you. They are a blessing to you. And if you don't see it that way, it's going to be hard for you to get past what you're trying to do, because your wife is supposed to be there with you, helping you. She's the help. See, you need help. God didn't make himself the help. See, now he does help, but your immediate help is your wife. And everybody don't have one. Some people just have a woman. Everybody don't have a wife. And I'm not talking about marriage. I'm talking about they could be married to you, but there's just simply a woman. So if they're a woman with a clean slate or a no kind of slate, and you need to develop her to be a wife. I'm telling you, if she can count on you, you can change a whole lot of things about her. If she can count on you, you can change a lot of things about her. And it's not about changing somebody. I'm not saying that, but it's about, that's your wife. She's supposed to accompany you. She's your help. If you don't train the person that's helping you to help you, she's not going to be able to help you. And it comes from your trainer, God. You have to get with God in order for God to show you what to do to help make your wife a wife. Verse number 18, it says this: let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Let her be that. Let her be a blessing, a fountain of blessing, meaning a fountain is a continual flow of water, right? So let her be a continual flow of blessings for you. You know, like if you don't treat your wife right, it hinders your own blessings. This is written right here. I didn't write it. This is what God wrote. Let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. Rejoice in her. Yeah. Rejoice in her. She might not look like she used to, but she's still the wife of your youth. You rejoice in her. Okay. Verse number 19. She is a loving deer, a graceful doe. Let her breast satisfy you always. May you always be captivated by her love. Not someone else's love. Her love. Her body is to satisfy you. Always. Her body satisfies you. Always. Now things happen, and sometimes people go outside the marriage. Okay? There's forgiveness for that. You can get past that. You can. And you will. You can get past that. And she'll forgive you. But you're going to have to work on it. May you always be captivated by her love. Her love. A lot of people going to love you. A lot of people say they love you. But you be captivated by her love. Why be captivated, my son, by an immoral woman, or fondle the breast of a promiscuous woman? So now we're getting into the temptation again. See, it's not really the woman that's sitting there doing that, or the woman that you're captivated by. You're captivated by the temptation. The woman is just the one that's there that you can actually feel, the physical that is there. Temptation is the thing you can't see. Temptation is embodied, or the woman is embodying the temptation that you're participating in, or that you would participate. Why be captivated, my son, by an immoral woman, by the temptation, or fondle the breast of a promiscuous woman? Don't do it. Verse 21, for the Lord sees clearly what a man does, examining every path he takes. Who does that? The Lord. The woman can't do that. She can try to follow you around. She can try to see what you're doing. She can try to check you out. She can hire a private investigator. But the ultimate private investigator is God. God is sitting right there. Now, you can be forgiven for that stuff. That stuff don't last forever. It's not the end of the world. You can be forgiven for that. You don't have to go to hell for that. You don't have to go to the high place for that. But the Lord sees clearly what a man does, examining every path he takes. An evil man is held captive by his own sins. You don't have to be evil and remain evil. You did that once, you did that twice, 10, 15 times. Whatever you did, you can stop. You can change today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can change today. An evil man is held captive by his own sins. There are ropes that catch and hold him. See, the sin is the thing that grabs you and tries to hold you and keep you from doing the right thing. See, it's a snare. It's the temptation of it. The temptation will go and become ropes that tie your hands and tie your arms, even though you're not even doing that anymore. But you're still thinking about the sin that you committed, and you're thinking that you can't be forgiven for it, and you can't get out of it, and you're just stuck, and everybody knows what happened and how you had a child behind it, and it's just a reminder of what sin, and then it just keeps breaking you down and pulling you down. And it's that sin is the thing that turns into ropes, trying to keep you tied up to where you can't see. That's what sin does. An evil man is held captive by his own sins. How, Lord? They are ropes that catch and hold him. Traps. They just, once they catch you, they just hold you there. He will die for lack of self-control. He will be lost because of his great foolishness. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to stay in that. You can be forgiven for all of that. Matter of fact, you've already been forgiven for it. You ain't forgave yourself. And so you still in it, or you still thinking about it. You still sad behind it. You still depressed behind it. You don't have to be. That wife still needs you to be the man. Even though you might have done some things. Hey, everybody's done some things. If you really want to go through the Bible and see, yeah, everybody's done something somewhere. Yeah. Everybody, I don't care who it is, even the ones that you see on TV, that the ones that you think that all everything is perfect, all the money in the world is there, they got it, they're wonderful. No, they've all done something. It says, for the Lord sees clearly what a man does, examining every path he takes. An evil man is held captive by his own sins, not by somebody else's, by his own sins. They are ropes that catch and hold him. Don't be the one who dies for lack of self-control. Don't be the one lost because of his great foolishness. You don't have to be. You can be forgiven.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.